Well, good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a few announcements. The first is welcome to St. James Westminster on this beautiful Sunday. It's a little hot and humid in here, but it's hot and humid everywhere in London, so that works. Today we are having a baptism of Aurelia, which we're very excited for. So welcome to the people that are visiting, the people that are supporting. If you have little ones who are rambunctious, please leave them in the service. We love to hear the little children here at St. James. And we've got a little area over there with Laura and Jake, which is the playground, which has some soft activities. So anytime during the service, if I'm being particularly boring, just head over there and make yourself comfortable and welcome here. Speaking of a number of families, we've got a very, very exciting announcement having to do with youth and family. I can't make that today, but next week... I'm just setting it up. So we'll have a very big announcement about children and family ministry here at St. James next week. So make sure you come and take a look and be here for finding out what the mystery is all about. So with that, let's stand and begin our service of worship together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. There is one body and one spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, fed the hungry with the bread of his life and the word of his kingdom. Renew your people with heavenly grace. And in all our weakness, sustain us by your true and living bread. Who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean? But that he has also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same as the one who ascended, far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. The word of the Lord.
Grandeur, light, toward whom the soul soaring arches aspire beyond their height. As beauty draws us to you within this house of prayer, let worship form and feed us to help us show your care. Life-bestowing Spirit, inspire this hallowed place. Breathe through us with new fervor and fill us with your grace. Arouse our lagging spirits, inflame our hearts with joy. Here let our love be kindled that death cannot destroy. Christ, who cleansed the temple, baptize us with your zeal, and teach us your compassion to love, forgive, and heal. Be in our midst to claim us and mark us as your own. Then send us forth in witness to make your mercy known.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The next day, when the people who remained after the feeding of the 5,000 saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" And Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "What signs are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I was in a conversation this week that reminded me of my love for the Desert Fathers. If you don't know who the Desert Fathers are, that's fine. A lot of people don't. But the Desert Fathers were a bunch of monks who lived in the rural and deserty parts of Egypt in the 4th century. They spent their times out in caves, eating only bread, praying, and trying to live this deeply, deeply spiritual life. They're the model for all monastic communities that have followed the monks and the nuns of the Christian tradition. And there's a book that you can get that is called The Sayings of the Desert Fathers. And they're little short, pithy bits of wisdom that I've held to very deeply. And in one of them, one of the highest monks, the one who had only eaten a loaf of bread every month and had starved himself and had spent all day praying every day, asked God for a vision. And he said, God, show me someone who is more pious and more holy than I am, for I do all of this work. And God sent him a vision of a fisherman in the marketplace doing the ordinary everyday thing. And this monk was on one hand, frustrated, saying, but I do so much to be more holy. I do so much to develop my spiritual faith. And on the other hand, he recognized that we don't get to judge the faith of one another. God is doing amazing things through all of us. Today, we get to baptize Aurelia. We start her on a journey that we're all on. I've heard about grandparents wanting to get their children baptized just so that it's over and done with. It's something that's checked off. But I've never viewed baptism as the final goal. I've always viewed it as the beginning of a spiritual journey. A spiritual journey to grow more into the likeness of God and to learn more and more about the beauty of God, the love of God. For if God is truly infinite, then there is an endless amount to grow into. We're all at different points in our spiritual journey. I remember when I was about 14 years old, I was invited to be part of a Christmas pageant at the parish in which I grew up in. And there was this very wizened senior lady who was running the service. And I remember at one point, somebody said, oh, we should pray. And she got quite flustered and said, I'd never said a prayer before that wasn't written in the prayer book. And I remember thinking, oh, how interesting. In my young age, I thought how disappointing it is that you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus and it's only mediated through a book. But that was where she was at in her journey. I've had a conversation with someone who is absolutely convinced that God is sitting up there typing on a computer about everything that was going to happen in the day. Today, you're going to wait 46 seconds for the red light to change. Then there's going to be a black car that goes past. We're all at different points in our spiritual journey. But I think the thing to remember is that it is a journey, that we've never reached the final destination, that we're never good enough, that we've got it all figured out. Because that's when God throws us a curveball and makes us think again. If in your journey, you find yourself at a point where faith isn't quite making sense, the invitation to you is to reach deeper. For you're not the only one who's been in a place where faith seems like an annoying thing to get up on a Sunday morning early and come into a hot, unair-conditioned building and suffer and sweat. No, faith calls us into a deeper and deeper relationship with God. There is always more to learn, always more to grow, always more to discover and figure out, so that we can be closer to the source of all light and love and being. And I think that's one of the best things that we're going to be doing today, to be celebrating the beginning of that journey with Aurelia, a journey that we're all on and a journey that we all need to take together. For if I don't have the answer, one of you might. And if one of you doesn't have the answer and I don't, someone else might. That's the beauty of a community, of the beauty of a family of faith. We need each other. We need the senior, the elderly, the wizened. We need the young and energetic and the rattle-shaking. We are all on a journey. I remember one of the most powerful baptisms I've ever been to. It was a woman who had been studying the faith for years. She had entered through the Orthodox Church and found herself in an Anglican congregation, and she was being baptized right beside someone like Aurelia, a little child. And she realized in that moment that that little child has so much to teach about being open and to trusting God in a way that she never could. We all have things to learn from each other. We all have growth that we need to do. When Jesus is asked, what is the work of God? He says, believe in He whom God sent. Believe in Jesus. And for each of us, at the point we are in our life, that belief will take different forms and different expressions. And that's a beautiful mosaic of what it means to be faithful. What we are doing here this morning in this hot and humid church is actually spiritually important. This is where we find the bread of eternal life that will feed us forever. This is where we find truth about God, not just in what's spoken or the sermons that's preached, but in the love and charity that we show to one another. So let us welcome a new member into the household of God. Amen. I need my book. So with that, I'll invite the candidates for holy baptism to come forward. Barb's going to be my extra set of hands. The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. We present to receive the sacrament of baptism. Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
I will.
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Do you denounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to obey Him as your Lord?
I do.
Will you, the congregation, who witness these vows, do all in your power to support this person in their life in Christ?
We will.
We now offer a prayer for Aurelia.
Let us now pray for Aurelia, who is to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver her, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord,
hear our prayer. Open her heart to your grace and truth.
Lord,
hear our prayer. Fill her with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach her to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send her into the world in witness to your love.
Lord,
hear our prayer. Bring her to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen. If there's any little ones who'd like to come up and see what we're doing, you're most welcome to come forward. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved at the beginning of creation. Through water, you led your children out of Israel into bondage in Egypt, into the promised land. In water, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection, and through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Will you continue in the Apostles' teaching, in the fellowship, in the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth? Hey, sweetie. Hi. Oh, hello. Here we go. I need this guy. What do you see here? Aurelia, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And with this holy oil, I mark you with the sign of the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed on this your servant the forgiveness of sins and raised her to the new life of grace. Sustain her, O Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Give her an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage and will to persevere, and the spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of love and wonder in all your works. Amen. Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into light. Let your light so shine before others
that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Would the congregation please stand? Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God.
Confess our faith in Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another.
You gonna do a tour? Say hi to everybody.
Peace. She was so good. She was great. Let us pray. God, our sustainer, accept all that we offer you this day, and feed us continually with that bread which satisfies all hunger, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It's right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. In our unending joy, we echo on earth the songs of the angels in heaven, and we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection.
King, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ, and make them new, and bring us to that city of light, where you dwell with all your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, Lord, we died with you on the cross. No. We were buried in your tomb. Live in us that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Have mercy on us. Thank you.
Please stand. Let us pray. God of grace, we have shared in the mystery of the body and blood of Christ. May we who have tasted this bread of life live with you forever. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Before we begin the glory to God, I just wanted to let you know that there is cake in the parish hall, and at special request, we also have coffee. So those of you who like coffee, not that I'm looking at anybody particular, there's coffee today in the great hall. So please join us after the service. But we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.